This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and it's time for another live session today. And we welcome into the studio Stereo Jane. Welcome, everybody.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
It's Amelia and Sydney, right? I'm saying that correctly. Twin sisters from Michigan. Who's older?
Me.
You?
Amelia's two minutes older.
And does she lord it over you all the time?
All the time.
Never let you forget it?
Nope, not a day. Not a day goes by.
Nope. I just wake up first thing in the morning. Hey, 2 minutes older.
A little reminder, you got t-shirts printed up. That's great. And so you're from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, which is near where Jimmy Hoffa disappeared, for any fans of The Irishman. We'll get back to that later. But you just played the Viper Room a couple weeks ago, and you have a new single out called Real World.
Yeah.
That is available everywhere. What are, and 21 years old?
22.
22 now, and mm-hmm. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What are two nice twin girls from an affluent Detroit suburb doing in such a seedy business as rock and roll?
Oh.
It started
straight out the womb. Our dad was auditioning bass players when we got home from the hospital when we were babies. He was in a bar band, and we've just always been around it. We started performing when we were 8, 9 years old.
Really?
Started playing in bars, warming up for our dad around age 10. We've always been around it.
Wow. So you guys are already seasoned professionals. Okay. That's pretty impressive. Well, prove it. You're going to play us a song. Is this one of your newer singles? Or?
Yes.
And what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Holy Hell.
Holy Hell. Get ready for Stereo Jane on 88.5 FM.
Always give you all my love, but it never seemed to be enough. Oh, 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 holy this we made it, this bed do we lay. You can drown the sound, but I'll never back down. I'll give you holy, holy, holy hell.
88.5 FM with Stereo Jane live in the studio. Holy hell. Wow. And that was kind of my reaction. This is my first live session where my shirt moved from being so close to the kit. And I was in the other studio, Amelia, earlier when you guys were doing sound check. And I'm like, who brought the jackhammer to the building?
I know, I played
that, that
really
left foot
hard.
Of yours, that kick drum is pretty intense.
Pretty hard.
That's what brought you to the drums?
Oh man, I remember. I feel like I was always around music, and always drawn to the drums. Even as a little kid, I'd want to go sit like on my dad's drummer's lap and just bang on the drums. And so sure. It was finally like, okay, you can pick out an instrument. I was like, okay, I want the biggest instrument possible. Not realizing that like you have to lug around a kit all the time.
Yeah. As a parent, you're like, your child wants to play an instrument. Like, which one? The drums.
Oh,
Great. She
knew what she was doing.
Oh, yeah.
She
luckily,
totally knew.
Like, both of our parents, I mean, were super supportive of it. So our dad still manages us. So yeah.
I didn't mean to leave you out. Who's playing guitar for us today?
I'm Dario. Hi.
Dario. And that's a lovely mint green Fender Jazzmaster. Love it. So Bloomfield Hills, a pretty nice place to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely, lovely community. The kind of place where you could run into a superstar like Aretha Franklin in a supermarket. I heard that actually happened one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me that story.
I remember, I don't remember how old I was. I think I was probably about 12 years old, maybe, maybe a little older. We walked into, it was Rite Aid we walked into, and I was with my mom, and I looked up. I remember being in one of the aisles, and I looked up, and I saw four men all dressed in black, just all standing with their arms crossed, all had shades on, and I was like, what is going down in Rite Aid? And I looked up and I couldn't really see past them. And then I went to my mom and I was like, Mom, what's going on over there? And she was like, that's Aretha Franklin. And I was like, where? I don't see her. Her bodyguards were all blocking her.
Yeah.
I was standing on my tippy toes trying to see Aretha, because, you know, she's one of my biggest inspirations. She's one of the first singers that I really felt for when I was young.
That's a good one to pick.
Yeah. And it was a crazy moment. I barely saw her. I barely got to see her because I was so short.
That's great.
And the bodyguards were all blocking her.
Who else, when you were growing up? It sounds like you had parents that turned you on to a lot of music and gave you a love for it early. What are some other early loves for any of you as far as music goes?
Yeah, I mean,
Chris Cornell
definitely
always playing in our house.
Yeah.
Amazing voice.
Anything Chris Cornell. One of my favorite singers ever.
Yeah.
Passed away in Detroit, actually.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And it was, we were all crying. It was crazy. It's just crazy. We were looking up lyrics to his song because we were all jamming one night and had the guitar out and we had like 10 people over. We went to look up lyrics. And the first thing that came up was a news article. It said, just passed away 10 minutes ago in Detroit. And we all just were so freaked out. We started crying. It was crazy.
Well, it was like, it was kind of surreal. We thought it was like, who is like playing this sick joke?
Yeah.
Just because we were like actually playing one of his songs. So, but I mean, it just shows how much we loved him and grew up with that. So.
Yeah. That was a weird connection there.
Yeah.
What else are you going to play us?
We have a song, Real World, the one that just came out.
Okay, this is the single that just came out recently here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, give a listen to Stereo Jane, Real World on 88.5 FM.
Broken down on the side of the 405 again. I'm so stressed about my life that I'm here getting high. Amen, amen. Remember bikes in the summer, what was us to discover back then? Want to be another stat. Now I'm wondering, is that a sin? A sin? I don't want the real world. Ooh. got to keep your voices down, got to make your parents proud and make money. But I just wanna be scraping up my knees. I miss those days. I don't need guarantees. I've been thinking lately. The real world, take me back into the past when nothing was so serious and nothing mattered. Take me back the golden days when we were setting fires and we misbehaved. Take me back into the past when nothing was so serious and nothing mattered. Take me back to golden days when we were setting fires and we misbehaved. I don't want the
FM with Stereo Jane. That's The Real World, your new single. But you weren't lying. There is some soul to the recipe, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Aretha, baby.
that's pretty powerful. I'm curious. You know, the book is just kind of beginning to be written on you. I know you've been doing this since you were, you know, knee-high, but for the better part of our listening audience, this is their first exposure to you. This book that's going to be written, what would you like for it to eventually say? Stereo Jane is fill in the blank.
Stereo Jane, it's a new blend of rock, pop, and soul, because we have our soul from Detroit, and you know, the rock part always came from our dad. Mm-hmm. And we always have a little piece of him with us and a little piece of our family.
Yeah.
And it all kind of just comes from family and staying together, and you know, the two of us doing it together, it just always goes back to those roots.
Next question, what did happen to Jimmy Hoffa? Anybody?
Do we know?
I'm curious also what you two would be doing if music hadn't been major part of your life. I know you're 22 years old.
I could not even tell you.
But what do you think you would be doing right now?
I don't know. I mean, that's such a tough question because we've been doing this literally since we were 5 years old.
Yeah. There's nothing else. I can't think of anything else.
I mean, I think if we had to, it was like we would have gone to college and done that type of route. But I feel like I would still want to be involved in the creative industry no matter what.
Yeah. It's better than
nothing. Like, nope. This is it. Straight out the womb, I was like, this is what I'm doing. I can't think of anything.
Well, we're talking to Sweet Jane here at 88, Sweet Jane, Stereo Jane, Velvet Underground on the brain, here at 88.5 FM. And I'm hoping, I know it's finals week here on the CSUN campus.
Oh,
I'm hoping they're not trying to do a final down below us. There's a lecture hall. Somebody's not, okay, good.
Oops. Amelia.
Just in case they are, let's give them another break with more music. What are you going to play for us for the last song?
This one's called Rest in Peace.
Rest in Peace. This is Stereo Jane on 88.5 FM.
Ooh, hey. Ooh, ooh, ooh. are hungry, they got babies to feed. The darkness squad and said it's coming for me. Oh, go reshake your breath for me. Oh, go reshake my enemies. Take all my troubles and I put them in a coffin at the bottom of an unmarked grave. One by one, and it's just for fun, and I'll never see the light of day. And all my broken angels fly away. Sing it, sing it. Batman. My troubles and I put them in a coffin at the bottom of an unmarked grave. One by one, and it's just for fun, and I'll never see the light of day. And all my broken angels fly away.
FM with Stereo Jane in a live session. Rest in peace. That song, is that one that's also available on the...
No, this is unreleased.
This is coming out soon.
Hopefully soon, yes. All right. We're working on it. 2020.
All right.
2020.
And we mentioned Jimmy Hoffa earlier. I keep expecting to look over here at the drum kit and see a Teamster. Yeah. You hit so hard. But she's maybe 100 pounds. That's really impressive. You guys are something else.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you. We talked about Detroit, but now you live here, right?
Yes.
You've been here for a little while?
Yeah, three years.
And what do you think about LA?
Man, I love it. Amelia's like kind of getting used to it, you know?
I see myself ending up somewhere else, like Seattle, Portland. I feel like you're
kind of a New York girl, right?
Definitely. I like seasons, so I kind of miss that when I come here.
Today, outside, it's cold as a witch's nose.
I'm not about it. I feel bad because our dad's in town, and he's like, I did not come here for this. I came from Michigan.
You brought shorts.
No, I have a sweater with me. I am all about it.
That's great. Well, we're going to let you get out of here, but let me just ask you this. What else do you have a passion for? We know that it's music, but what other things do you have? Charities or hobbies or other interests, other things that really get you excited besides this?
I mean, Amelia is a fantastic model. She's amazing at modeling. So she does that.
Wow. Like, I think, are you trying to make me cry?
I am her hype man. But no, yeah, music is honestly just the biggest thing to us, and it's music and family. Those are the two things that we're so dedicated to.
And our dogs.
And Amelia is.
And I'm a dog mom. I gotta just like throw that out there.
Well, we wish you all the luck in 2020.
Thank you.
It seems like good things are going to start happening for you guys, or continue happening for you. Thanks for coming by and sharing your music with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, Stereo Jane on 88.5 FM.